York, I made over the weekend has been identified as 18-year-old Mara McCoy, who was reported missing from Montgomery. Butler County Sheriff Kenny Harden says 18-year-old Harrison Cole English is charged with murder. He's in the Butler County Jail under a $500,000 bond. A 75-year-old bicyclist is dead after a crash with a log truck in Autauga County. State troopers say James Moore Jr. of Hartsell was killed when he was hit just after 6 o'clock Monday. The crash happened on Highway 31, 10 miles north of Prattville. This incident remains under investigation. And MasterBrand Cabinets in Auburn has suddenly shut its doors, laying off over 400 people. The news came as a shock to employees and Auburn city leaders. The company says it will help the affected employees as they search for new jobs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, equal housing insurer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Father's Day sale at your local Ace. Save $100 or more on what Dad really wants. That's right. Save $100 or more on select gifts from Traeger, Craftsman, and DeWalt. The best brands for Dad under one roof. And with so many great gifts at your neighborhood Ace, Father's Day shopping has never been easier. Hurry in for the Father's Day sale right now at Ace.
Offers valid on select items through June 18th at participating stores only. See store for details.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in to News and Views, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell's running a little bit late. He'll be in just a little while. Trisha joins us on a Wednesday.
Good morning.
Morning, Trisha. How are you?
I'm great.
Let me tell you, this is a it's an interesting news time.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get to plenty of the news, not just nationally or locally, but internationally as well. We'll get to some of that and more. Your calls are welcome. At 272-9228, 272-9228. You see how this happened? Someone requested this morning.
I was going to say, wasn't that on Revenge of the Nerds?
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
That's a great movie.
That's a fantastic 80s movie. And I bet it held up. I bet you could watch it today.
Oh yeah.
Because the power struggle between nerds and jocks and...
It's relevant all the time.
That story never goes away. Wayne's World... it didn't hold up.
Yeah.
I always use Wayne's World. Some comedy holds up over time, some does not.
Yeah.
It's got to have some sort of relevance. But a lot of other Mel Brooks movies did hold up. Mm-hmm.
You can't, I don't know
that's not
names.
A Mel. It's not a Mel Brooks movie. I just totally screwed that up. Lorne Michaels movie, excuse me. He's the one from Saturday Night Live. Anyway, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. There was a wave yesterday of state primary elections, and Donald Trump came out, I believe, on top of all of it.
Great.
And it's interesting to me because the media wants to discount Donald Trump. The Democrats want to discount Donald Trump. Mainstream Republicans want to discount Donald Trump. But there's still something about Donald Trump that weighs over the Republican Party like I've never seen. It reminds me a little bit of the way Bear Bryant is treated in Alabama. Everybody has a Bear Bryant story.
Yeah.
And there's not a day that goes by where if you're listening to sports radio, you don't hear Bear Bryant's name mentioned by at least one caller, if not 13 or 14 per show.
He's the God Emperor of football in Alabama.
Oh, my gosh. He's stealing Trump's title. Holy mackerel. But you're right. He's the God Emperor of eternal God Emperor of football in the state of Alabama. I've told this story on air many times. I'm embarrassed to say it now, but I moved to Alabama. I didn't know who Bear Bryant was.
Oh, no.
You an Alabama fan?
No, okay. Absolutely not.
Auburn?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thought you had a lick of common sense in you somewhere. But I didn't know who Bear Bryant was.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Auburn. Someone mentioned Bear Bryant's name. I said, who's that? And, like, you know that sound when records stop playing?
Yeah, that's great.
You know, and the guy in the corner is pouring the water, and the water stops in midair.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting moment. But I got that feeling, like, the entire city of Auburn, the whole campus stopped, and everybody stared at me for a moment and said,
you're an alien.
Yeah, what? But anyways, yeah, so Donald Trump sort of has that same sort of cachet he's built up. It doesn't matter who it is. Everything's done in relation to Donald Trump. There are some districts where Donald Trump is toxic. I get that. But I think, you know, the one I'm thinking of right now is Mark Sanford yesterday, who's been a complete never-Trumper from the beginning. Well, I don't want to say from the beginning. He's had two political careers. His first one when he ran off with a woman in Argentina.
Ooh.
Remember that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. This was a great story. Mark Sanford was the governor of South Carolina, and they couldn't find him. Huh. And he told people he'd gone to the Appalachian Trail to go hiking. In reality, he had boarded a plane for Argentina and gone to meet his little Argentinian mistress. And they were having a torrid week together. I can't remember why someone was looking for him, but all of a sudden they realized they couldn't find him.
Probably his wife.
Well, he comes back, and they put two and two together and realize Mark Sanford was not on the Appalachian Trail hiking. He was in Argentina with a woman. He leaves his wife for the Argentinian.
Oh.
And then everybody thinks his political career is toast. Lo and behold, like 4 years later, Mark Sanford is on the ballot as a Republican nominee for Congress and wins.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. But he lost last night. He lost a...
In South Carolina still?
In South Carolina, yeah. Still South Carolina.
I didn't know if he had to move states.
You would think. But he lost last night. And the reason he lost had nothing to do with the Argentinian. It had nothing to do with the story. He ran against a woman named Katie Arrington, who... is a darling of the Trump movement. This is the first congressional district of South Carolina. Mark Sanford was sort of an unhinged critic of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of these never-Trumpers to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got elected sort of on an unhinged never-Trump position in 2016. He continued railing against the president nonstop since then. But he lost 51-47. He lost by approximately 4 points here. Katie Arrington, just over 2,000 votes, 2,600 votes. And I think she's going to cruise to election in November. So he'll have a Make America Great Again style congressman in Katie Arrington. And here's the lesson. It wasn't just Mark Sanford last night. There were others. The guy who won the primary for United States Senate in Virginia is a guy named Corey Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Stewart was a top lieutenant of Donald Trump's during the campaign. He is a radical right winger. Mm-hmm. Says things that Donald Trump might be tempted to say from time to time. and they and the mainstream folks put up their own party leader. And they wanted to have him be the Republican nominee. Well, lo and behold, Corey Stewart wins. He's a slash and burn style Donald Trump Republican, and he's going to go right for Tim Kaine's throat.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of these establishment people realize that we're having a revolution in this country right now.
It is, and they can either get in, they can get on the train or they can get run over.
Exactly.
But the Trump train has a very high rate of speed and an apparent lack of brakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's picking up speed as it goes down the track.
And the more they talk bad about him, the more they just look make him look good.
I know, because that's what he needs. He thrives on it. He needs that kind of conflict.
Yeah.
And if, you know, I think, honestly, if the Democrats had come out after 2016 election and just sort of sat on the sidelines on Trump, I don't think he would have known what to do.
Mm-hmm.
He thrives on that constant conflict.
Mm-hmm. And they're playing right into it.
They're playing right into
time.
It. Mm-hmm. And he comes from the New York media style where in Montgomery, Alabama, something gets in the media cycle, it lasts a day or two. In New York, it's a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And, they sort of had the 24-hour news cycle before the country had the 24-hour news cycle. And he was brought up in that. You know, the man in his 30s is a real estate developer, a playboy, a good-looking, strong, tall guy with a bunch of money. And then he became a billionaire. And the New York media became fascinated with him, partly because he had John Miller, his press guy, calling people, talking about all the supermodels he was dating. just like 84 has Brady Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Trump had John Miller. And he would... But the New York media became fascinated with him, and he was sort of schooled. He grew up. It's now part of the fabric of his being, this hit six stories every news cycle, hit six stories every day, because every 2 or 3 hours you want a new story out there.
Mm-hmm.
The sheer amount of, the sheer volume of things he stirs up on a daily basis, if you read his Twitter feed, if you follow the news at all, the sheer volume of things he stirs up on a daily basis. And even establishment Republicans fall into the trap. Oh, my gosh, look at him. He's nuts. But his most fervent supporters say, yes, this is exactly why we voted for the guy. This is what we want. This is what we expect. This is the Donald Trump we need. We need somebody. You know, we have had candidate after candidate after candidate say they're going to get in there and change the way Washington works, and we're going to...
And they don't do anything.
They don't do anything. They do absolutely nothing. Not one single thing in government gets cut. At least Donald Trump didn't run saying he was going to cut government, because
yeah.
He's not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's changing everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I wonder how many... I was thinking about this yesterday. Somebody was talking about his Twitter feed. I got on Twitter solely to listen...
To follow Donald
to
Trump?
To follow Donald Trump. And I wonder how many people subscribed to Trump to Twitter during the Trump election to see
that's
that
why that's
thing.
Why Twitter won't shut him down.
Yeah,
that's why Twitter won't shut him down. You
yeah,
know, the liberals want to shut him down.
Oh yeah,
but Twitter will not shut him down primarily because of how much money he brings into Twitter by people on Twitter. They can only sell ads if you're there looking.
Yeah, they probably had a couple
when Trisha gets up and looks for Donald Trump's mm-hmm. people. I mean, you know.
Yep.
That's the way it works. So anyway, the lesson from yesterday, I'm not going to go race by race, but whether it was in South Carolina or Nevada or Virginia, the lesson from yesterday is when you criticize Donald Trump, bad.
Yeah.
You say good things about Donald Trump, good.
Yeah, that is so good. I hope they just get squashed.
I do too. I'm sick of the Never Trumpers. I want to get rid of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one about to die out in Arizona, and they're going to appoint his wife.
Oh, no.
His Never Trumper wife is going to be the replacement. That ought to be illegal. They didn't pass a law that says you can't do that.
They've done it in Alabama a couple times.
I know.
Well, we do a lot of things in Alabama.
I know, and we shouldn't. our number, 272-9228, is, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Fresh off of watching a full Cranberries concert last night, I'm going to leave you guys with a little animal instinct. We'll take some phone calls when we get back. 272-9228. Trisha's in the house. Jack Campbell will be in a little bit later. I'm Baron Coleman. We're going to have a little fun today. Crawdad and, I got him in as Kersey, but that's not your name. But we'll be back in a second.
smartphone and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Lynn, got any plans tonight?
Yep, treating myself to a free meal thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
How about this weekend?
Oh, I'll be enjoying my free hotel room, also thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
Okay, how about next month?
Well, I'm taking a free trip to Aruba, thanks to...
I know, Wind Creek Rewards. I get the picture.
No, wait, it's not you, it's just...
Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Hey, Marguerite's is now in the Peppertree Shops. Marguerite's exquisite jewelry with our Forever Mark diamonds. We're in Peppertree Shops right there on Vaughan Road, right near Chappie's and Doug's too, and all the great places. Peppertree Steaks and Wine, there's tons of great things, and we're proud to be in there. Come visit us. Come see our Forever Mark diamonds. All Forever Mark diamonds are absolutely responsibly sourced. Everyone's absolutely beautiful, tremendously cut, and there's only 1% of the whole world's diamonds are Forever Mark. Come see Forever Mark diamonds. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thank you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Head in through July 9th and get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Plus, use your new and existing CFNA credit card and get up to $100. See Big A Tires and Automotive, 3114 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Claim form required. See your participating Firestone retailer or FirestoneTire.com for details. Limit two claims per household. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Subject to credit approval, prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank. Member FDIC and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hey, this is Mike with Owens Optical Eastbrook. Are you past due for an eye exam? Maybe it's time to get those glasses replaced. Come see us at Owens Optical in the Eastbrook Shopping Center. We've been serving Montgomery and the surrounding areas for almost 40 years, providing top quality glasses, sunglasses, and contacts for every member of your family. We're just local people serving local people. Give us a call today at 272-2115 and let us help you with your eye care needs. Be a part of our family at Owens Optical Eastbrook, 306 Coliseum Boulevard, or check us out on the web at owensopticaleb.com. Your eyes will thank you for it.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty.
This also was a request.
Yo, ladies, oh, we can guess who.
This is an 84 request. Oh my gosh, Jersey dropped, but we got Jersey Jr. instead. He's spawning. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. It is 23 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll get to those phone calls in mere moments. I want to tell you this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midnight. At Midnight. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Well, Midnight Pizza Kitchen would be fun too, just different.
Yeah.
One of those places where you don't wear pants.
Oh boy.
You get up in the middle of the night, you go have some pizza out of the kitchen.
I didn't know there was places you didn't wear pants.
Well, I mean, at my house, if you get up in the middle of the night, sometimes you raid the fridge and you're not always wearing pants in the middle of the night. Midtown Pizza Kitchen requires pants, so make sure you have them on when you go by. Two locations right here in the River Region, Cobbsford Road in Prattville, the High Point Shopping Center right there, and the Zelda Place location right off of Zelda Road right here in Midtown Montgomery on the backside where they do all the... where they do all the parking and all that stuff back there. Get back on the backside of the Zelda Place Shopping Center. That's where you'll find Midtown Pizza Kitchen. 16 beers on tap, award-winning pizza, all your favorite pastas and salads and sandwiches and more, appetizers, desserts. Don't forget the cannoli. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, they'll also cater.
Oh, yeah?
Have you had their cannoli?
Yes, I have.
Isn't it amazing?
I had to have it, yeah.
It's so perfect. Got a little touch of cinnamon on the back end. Crawdad.
Man, I'm such a square.
Okay.
You don't like that?
Hey, Trish.
Hey.
The first time I ever heard this Humpty Dance song, and I hate to say it, but see, I'm old Parliament Funkadelic George Clinton Bootsy kind of guy.
That stuff is great.
So that kind of resonated with me.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Outkast with Andre, was it 5,000?
3,000. Don't. That 5,000 is his grandchild.
And Big Boy.
Tell me, Crawdad, you don't know about Big Boy.
Big
Boy. Next, he's going to talk about Bun B and Pimp C.
You know, I'm working on it. So when the Beastie Boys came out, I had to resist that, but I fell prey to it, nevertheless.
It's so catchy.
And if I could, Baron Coleman. I would come by your house at 3 in the morning in my boxers and do the Humpty Dance in front of your house.
Oh, yes.
I hope you don't.
Because every time
nor shall anyone else.
Oh, do me, baby.
That's why you don't give out your address.
That's exactly why I don't give out my address.
Yeah. That's just, it's got a really cool riff. Those guys, that's genius, musical genius right there.
And it is. The whole CD is good. That's what I was just telling Baron off air. The entire CD is great.
I'm going to have to say that I give that 4 thumbs up.
Yay!
Because it doesn't have nasty, bad things in it, and it doesn't have anything to do with shooting people or all that other
mess. No, it's just good, clean fun.
Yeah,
Yeah.
That's why he didn't last.
Yeah.
I feel slightly redeemed from my squareness.
Yep. Two Live Crew came out right after that.
And yes.
Ruined it for everybody.
Ruined it.
Now, Baron, I did something last night. I tuned in because I've heard people talk about Bill Maher off and on. I've seen him in the past. I hadn't listened to him. He irritates me. And I caught a piece of it last night. The guy gets away with saying just about anything, but in the midst of all his venom that he spits out, he also says things that are totally untrue, and everybody goes, yay! And they just get right into it. One thing that really caught me, he mentioned that in this past election that there was voter suppression on the Republican side of things in 38 states.
Mm-hmm.
I just went, ooh! I was like, I hadn't heard anything about voter suppression in 38 states. Have you?
What he's talking about is voter ID and things like that.
That is so ridiculous that they call that voter suppression.
That's what they're talking about.
Should just
what they're talking about is if you can't register the day of the election, if you have to prove you live somewhere, prove who you are, that's voter suppression.
Yeah.
It's also really torquing the truth. The guy's so full of anger and venom and hate.
You must have a lot of intestinal fortitude to be able to watch him.
I won't be watching it again.
Yeah, why do you do yourself?
It makes me sick. I can't watch him for 5 seconds.
I caught John Oliver, and I hate to say it, John Oliver can be funny, and he has a mouth on him, too, but at least he's somewhat funny. He's just hateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, make America great again, and go, Mr. President. Knocked that home run, and I am concerned about one thing that I think is going to be the biggest hill to climb for this, and that is you got your South Koreans, they got what they want for the peninsula, and you got the UN regime that's been 3 generations of we're going to be the boss and call the shots. That's going to be a hill to climb. It's going to be interesting to see how they work that out. I don't see reunification.
Mike Pompeo is now in charge of North Korea.
Is he?
I think so. I mean, my theory is, and has always been, and I probably said this far too long to, if I'm right, I'll probably die, but North Korea is a CIA state. it's
it's a CIA state. The globalists needed an excuse to have a lot of military over there for a long time. They infiltrated it, and it has been a CIA super state ever since. And now you're seeing, finally, the Kim family liberated from the CIA hellhole that's strangled it for the last several decades. And that's why they're coming to the negotiating table. Same thing with ISIS. Why did ISIS go away? We stopped paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped paying for it. As soon as Trump stopped paying for, and just like ISIS, as soon as Trump stopped paying for North Korea, all of a sudden they become very reasonable.
Xi Jinping, now the emperor for life in China.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well,
I think what we need to do, though, is we open up Havana and turn it back into a Mar-a-Lago part two.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Being all hip and not square, you get that reference.
Yeah.
That was the gangland playpen for a long time before.
Oh, man. Havana supposedly is a wonderful place to, at least back in the day, was a wonderful place to hang out. I got to run, Crawdad.
All right. Good to talk to
Thanks.
You.
Appreciate it. Oh gosh, I hung up the wrong person. Oh. Jersey, that's the second time he called. He got disconnected once, and I just hung up on him.
Oh, no.
I hit the wrong button. Jersey Jr., you're going to have to apologize to your old man for me.
Will do. I'll make it right.
I'm just hoping he calls back. I feel terrible right now.
He has something really important, too. I don't, you know.
Oh, I know. All right, what's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. I think that the, you just mentioned North Korea, the soothing of tensions between the U.S. and North Korea is going to bring a lot of attention to the island building campaign of China. Since we can no longer claim that we have all this military there because of North Korea, I think there's going to be more attention to what China's doing.
Yeah, the thing is, though, if Trump is working on a military alliance between a unified Korean Peninsula, Japan, and the United States, I think that's enough to keep China in check without the United States having to have 50,000 or 35,000, whatever they have now, uniformed military men over there. I think, you know, that alliance itself may be enough.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah.
Don't
forget about Duterte down there in the Philippines. I mean, he's not somebody to overlook right now.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you bring him in on an alliance, he's a tough little SOB.
Is he? Yeah.
Oh, man. That guy said, go kill your local drug dealer. That way you won't have drugs in your community.
Yeah, my dad.
And we won't prosecute you.
Yeah, my dad lives
Money
in the Philippines.
Money heals all wounds.
And he said it's kind of, they don't have any crime there.
Your dad lives in the Philippines?
My dad.
Why?
He's a little crazy.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be crazy living in the Philippines.
Well, his money goes a lot further in the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
And
you.
He likes those women.
Jersey Jr., thank you. Is your dad listening to the radio broadcast?
He will. I'm listening to the podcast.
Good morning, Mr. Tricia. I didn't know. I wouldn't have brought it up.
But he said when you go to any store in the Philippines, there's an armed guard. Like,
yeah.
In fatigues, like military style armed guard.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. He said it's crazy.
Yeah. They got a little bit of a Muslim problem over there, but I think Duterte can get rid of it. We'll be back 31 minutes after 9 o'clock. Tricia in, Jack Campbell out for now. He'll be back in a little bit. I'm Baron Coleman, your News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, your favorite radio station. We'll be back in a minute.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam from my friends over at Admiral Movers. Locally owned since 1989. You know what? There is no job too small or no job too large for the professionals at Admiral Movers here in Montgomery to take care of you. Now, the professional staff moves your furniture and all your belongings just like it was their own. That's what I loved about it. And with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, that should put you at ease. And you know what? At Admiral, all employees must pass an extensive background check. That puts your mind at ease. Just another comfort to use Admiral Movers. Enjoy a safe, economical, safe, and hassle-free move with Admiral. Get a no-obligation moving quote today. You can call Admiral at 262-6666, 262-6666, or admiralmovers.com. Call Admiral, the best in the business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is a forecast you've heard before, and you're going to hear it a lot more times during the summer months. Partial sunshine today, another hot and humid day with a high temperature around 91. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, a rather generous supply again, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and then fading out overnight, low 72. Tomorrow and Friday, high temperature in the lower 90s with, again, scattered to numerous afternoon and evening storms. Not every town will get one. And over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you know, not much change. More scattered afternoon storms for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Our free weather app will not only keep you on top of the weather all the time, but when you take it on the road with you, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker.
All right, guys, it's 38 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is for Crawdad. Trish is more thoughtful than I am because I wasn't going to do this.
Well, I was
She's like, you got to play some George Clinton for Crawdad.
I was so impressed with him.
I didn't know he was so hip.
Yeah, I know. Learn something every day.
What are the kids calling hip people today? We called it cool. What are they calling
no
it today?
I have no idea. I'm not a kid.
Well, we went through a rad phase and then we went through cool and...
I don't know.
I can't remember what else it was.
I would just make myself sound like an idiot if I tried to say that.
Well, that's part of getting old, Trisha. You start sounding an idiot when you try to sound hip and cool. I think hip is even older than cool and rad and all this stuff. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Somebody who's neither cool nor hip nor rad just gets the job done. That's Jared Battles over at Tire City and Automotive Service. Oh, I'm kidding. He's cool. He's plenty cool. But he's not worried about being cool. He's worried about giving you tires at cost, which he wants to do for everybody. Somebody the other day texted me, he's like, that statistic can't be true. I'm telling you it's true. I know how long tires last. And between 4 and 8 people in this listening audience listening to me right now need new tires.
I've got to go see them today,
see?
Actually.
And you're going to need to get them somewhere. Why would you pay more than cost? I don't understand that. Why would you not go to Tire City and Automotive Service? Why would you purposefully pay more than you have to?
What sold me was when that guy called like last week or the week before and said that he was going to buy them on eBay.
Yeah, and they were cheaper still.
And they were cheaper to have them put on than have them shipped to his house.
I know, and then he'd have to pay someone to put them on.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a lot of tire stores that will not do that.
I know.
If you didn't buy the tires from them.
Absolutely not. And so, you're stuck. Or they'll ship them to you and they're not, anyway. Tire City and Automotive Service, don't worry about all that business. You know, this is good old-fashioned, down-home Alabama service. Get by there. Excuse me. They're on the Atlanta Highway just in front of the Eastdale Mall. Also on the East South Boulevard, 1/2 mile east from Baptist South Hospital. On the web, TireCityAL.com. In addition to tires, they can handle just about everything else on your automobile. So get by there for oil changes, routine maintenance, and more. Tire City and Automotive Service. Go tell my friend Jared Battle you said that I said hello. Who's this?
Rodney.
I was kind of secretly hoping you were Jersey, not because I don't want to talk to Rodney, but I feel terrible for hanging up on Jersey. I don't know how I'm ever going to recover until he calls again.
Uh-oh.
That's all right. What's on your mind, Rodney?
Well, Trump's on my mind, and I agree with you that Trump's train is rolling so fast down the road that you can either hit a little run going when it comes by and get up to speed and grab a hole and jump aboard. Or you can just jump out in front of it and run smack over you.
I was just about to say you can get run over.
That's exactly right.
And you know what? My mama told me this a long, long time ago when I was a little boy. And it always made sense to me, but it makes more sense to me today than it ever did. You know, you just can't cure stupid. There is no cure for it.
You're right.
And sometimes you just got to pull a plug and let it drain. Let all the stupid just drain on out. I can't believe these people are the Democrats.
It's crazy.
I've always thought, Barron, that, Washington had a bunch of stupid people up there that I've been proven wrong. They downright ignorant. They can't even save themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, they float in the water, drowning with a life jacket sitting right next to them, and they can't even reach out and grab for it. That's how stupid people are.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God every day for the Lord bringing Trump to us, because these ignorant people have been running our country, and it's just shocking that we got this far with this level of just downright out stupidity. And it's just not funny no more. They need to get off the drugs, whatever they on, get back down to reality, get off the opioids.
And, that's the stupidest word. You just reminded me. Your call is fantastic. You're exactly right. But when you said opioid, it reminded me of something. I was reading a press release from some public official today. I don't even remember what it was. They were talking about the opioid crisis. And I thought to myself, what percentage of people do these politicians think understand what opioids are? Because it's got to be substantially higher than those who truly understand what opioids are.
You know, there are people who think opioids are every kind of drug you can take that impacts your body in any way and messes up your mind at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, if people research some of these opioid pain pills and things of that nature, I know it's a problem out there. But I think when you look at a lot of these political people, a lot of people in Washington and the way they act, if you look at the side effects and some of the addictions and the overuse of these opioids and how it makes them angry and this and that and the other, I'm kind of suspicious that a lot of these people, that these actors are coming out against Trump and everything else, is because they no longer can get their pills that they've been getting. And so a lot of this anger, I'm wondering how much a percentage of that is the addiction that they had, that now, since Trump's coming in and trying to save our youth from this stuff, and they can't get their prescriptions like Michael Jackson and Prince and the rest of them died from these doctors giving them to. I think this stuff has got a lot to do with these people that make these phone calls and rattle on about all this crazy stuff that people can't understand. Well, it might be a lot of them on this stuff. That's why we don't understand them, because we're operating under a normal brain situation that's not corrupted by these drugs.
That's a good theory.
I don't know. It's crazy out there. Whatever the reason for it, fine. I ain't even going to try to trace it down. All I'm going to say is, go Trump.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good one.
Likewise. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. You know, we could sit and have a Trump cheerleading hour forever. I mean, I'll never get sick of it. Speaking of, though, something's going on in the United States House of Representatives, and I'm not sure quite what to make of it. Part of me thinks this is a desperate move by Republicans to stay relevant, the establishment Republicans, to stay relevant in advance of the 2018 elections and what remains of the 2018 primary calendar. And part of me thinks it's just establishment Republicans revealing their stripes for who they are. But here's the headline from AP, House Republicans to offer two separate bills on immigration. It says House Republicans are considering next steps on two immigration bills after GOP leaders persuaded moderate Republicans to drop their renegade effort to force votes on legislation that would have protected young dreamer immigrants with a path to citizenship. This is how tone deaf and brain dead United States Republicans are in the United States Congress. This is how tone deaf and brain dead these guys are. There are those in the United States Congress, Republicans, people with R's behind their name, elected by conservatives, who believe or were prepared to vote that what the United States needs is more immigrant citizens who came here illegally. Not that we're just going to leave them alone and give them a safe place to stay, and we're not going to kick them out, and we're not going to be mean to them, and we're not going to lock them up in jail, and we're not going to send them to a country they've never known. And I have a heart for these folks. I really do. But I think rather than doing this, I would pass a three-generation citizenship ban on anybody who comes here illegally and say, if you're not here legally, if you have not established legal residency, not citizenship, legal residency.
On your way in.
On your way, before you get here.
Yeah.
And you have a child, neither you nor your child nor your child's child can be a citizen ever.
Yeah.
You are banned for multiple generations.
You're right. That would stop that crowd.
I know, because a lot of these people are coming here specifically to have children so that their children will be citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick and tired of it. This is not what the founders had in mind. It's just not. And prior to the advent of the welfare state, we could absorb the difference and get rid of it.
Yeah.
And not get rid of it, but assimilate,
mm-hmm.
right? You could come from China. We had a big influx of people from China in the 1800s. Guess what? We were able to absorb that and retain the American way of life because they assimilated.
Well,
and part of the assimilation was because back then it was work or die.
Mm-hmm.
You worked or you died.
Yeah.
But with the modern welfare state, that they're no longer the problem.
Yeah, and the problem is they're letting in these people that aren't educated and are not going to contribute to our society and don't want to assimilate. I told you my dad's from the Philippines. He has a Filipino wife. He had another Filipino wife, and they were getting her family over. Well, these people were, you know, physical therapists and computer you know, guys.
The brilliant people.
Brilliant people. People we want here. And it was impossible to get them in.
If they'd have sneaked across the border, they'd have been fine.
Yeah, exactly.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. We need people that can, you know, contribute to our society.
Absolutely. They don't want people that are going to work.
It's unbelievable that they would be for that.
So there were a group, I think it turned out to be about 23 Republicans. Yeah, 193 Democrats joined 23 Republicans, just too short of the number to force a vote on this thing.
Do they have a list of names?
I'm sure they do. We could probably find it. I don't have it in the story, but I'm sure they do. In response, a bunch of Republicans got together and said, well, let's have a different bill. And our bill is going to just give them legal residency so that they're no longer illegal, but give them legal residency. But again, I have a heart for these people. I understand the dilemma you're in. If you were brought over here at 3 years old, maybe you don't even speak the native language. You don't even really know what country you came from. You have no support system when you get there. You're not on their government rolls in any capacity. Whatever social system they have set up comparable to Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid, you're not enrolled. You're not there. You can't get a job when you get there. They may not have jobs available. It may be a war-torn area. Look, I understand all of those arguments. I understand all those arguments. And a little piece of me dies inside saying this. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry that that's a very bad situation. I am. And I would love to find a way to give you legal residency here. But what I don't want to do is give legal residency to 3 million people who are then going to turn around and birth 15 million new citizens. I don't want to do that. Because, and this is partisan and petty, but they're all going to turn around and vote Democrat.
It's going to change our country.
It's going to change our country. It's going to make it impossible for Republicans, particularly a Trump-style Republican, to ever win election again.
And that's why they're doing it.
That's exactly why they're doing it. And any Democrat that tells you otherwise is lying.
Oh, yeah.
This is a vote-grabbing, pro-establishment, pro-liberal, pro-globalist, pro-corporatist approach to changing the United States without having to resort to the ballot box. Because the ballot box has proved wildly unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm against it. I mean, it's petty, it's partisan, but it's true.
But you can't reward bad behavior. You learn that with your children. I mean, why are we continuing to do it?
Are you comparing elected officials to children?
Yeah. They're acting
whiny,
like
bratty little children?
Yeah.
I got great kids. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
You speak for yourself. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Hey, Montgomery, switch to WOW and go from Spectrum to Spectacular. For a limited time, get Internet 100 for only $19.99 a month when bundled with TV. You'll also get a free DVR, a premium channel, and next-day installation is available. All on WOW's fastest 1-gig network. Switch from Spectrum and save. Don't miss out on this limited-time offer. Visit WOWWay.com or call 1-855-WOWWAY2 today. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Father's Day sale at your local Ace. Save $100 or more on what Dad really wants. That's right. Save $100 or more on select gifts from Traeger, Craftsman, and DeWalt. The best brands for Dad under one roof. And with so many great gifts at your neighborhood Ace, Father's Day shopping has never been easier. Hurry in for the Father's Day sale right now at Ace.
Offers valid on select items through June 18th at participating stores only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got 6 minutes to the top of the hour. My friends over at ASE Credit Union want to provide you a different type of banking experience and products that other banks just don't offer. I mean, like, they can help you wipe out your debt and give you a really good loan to kind of reorganize and reshuffle all that debt. That's a program a lot of banks just don't offer. They can't afford to offer it, but ASE Credit Union can because their profits, because they're a credit union, get plowed back into the membership. They don't get sucked down to New York City and go to some fat cat banker. ASE Credit Union, that is, I'm telling you, if you've not had an opportunity to get by there, I'm not pressuring you, but just go by there one day. Go by there one day. I'm not holding a gun to your head, but I will if you don't go. I will pressure you. I'm not yet.
I will hold
a gun to your head at some point. I'm not yet holding a gun to your head. But get by ASE Credit Union and just walk in. Just smell the lobby and look around at the friendly faces, and you'll know instantly. You know, Trump said he could tell if Kim Jong-un was serious about negotiating within 1 minute.
I was impressed about that.
You can tell that ASE Credit Union is worthy of your time and attention within 1 minute. You'll walk in, you'll just know. Get by there. There are locations all over the River Region, 3 in Montgomery, downtown at the Capitol Complex, midtown right off Perry Hill Road, and out east on Chantilly, so there's one convenient to you no matter what. Autauga County, Elmore County, Chilton County, and now down in Butler County, Alabama. Greenfield, that's where I was born. Greenville, Alabama. Not Greenfield, Indiana. No ASE Credit Union up there. Greenville, Alabama. And check it out. Let them know the guys over at News & Views sent you their way. You will appreciate it. Absolutely 100% free checking. That's how you get started. Federally insured by NCUA. Guess where the World Cup is coming in the year 2026?
Oh, no.
These United States of America.
What city is it?
All over the country. Let me see here. The cities, they've mentioned it all over the place. The Rose Bowl will be the opener, Pasadena, California. Ooh. I will not be going to that. too far.
It is.
Too far.
It is.
Not flying for soccer.
Surely there'll be one in Atlanta.
There is one at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta for the semifinals. How expensive a semifinal ticket's going to be,
particularly if
the United States is anywhere near it.
I bet.
AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas for the other semifinal, and MetLife Stadium in New York, or New Jersey, for the final. And then they have other cities. We'll have to share a little bit of it with Canada and Mexico. It's the only way we can get it. Yeah, there'll be 80 total games. 60 of them will be in the United States, 10 in Mexico, Mexico City, Guadalajara, and Monterey.
Those darn globalists did that.
I know. This is like NAFTA run amok. And 10 in Canada, of all places. Ugh. I guess they thought...
It's too cold out there.
I know. But I guess they thought the world needed more moose and maple syrup in their life. Canadian geese. Worthless fowl.
Hockey.
You what?
Hockey.
Oh, and hockey, yeah. And beer with blue labels. All their beer has blue labels.
Really?
And Labatt's Blue and Molson and... Ugh. Exactly. So they're going to do it in Toronto, Montreal, and Edmonton
up in Canada. And then here's some other cities. So we might get one even closer. Or not closer, but more convenient, in my opinion, than Atlanta. Baltimore, Boston, Cincinnati, Denver, Houston, Kansas City, Miami, Nashville, Orlando, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington. So I'm excited about this. I think the United States should host something like this.
Oh, yeah.
They said it'll produce $11 billion of profit for soccer. I don't understand how that works.
For soccer?
I don't know what that means. I guess the soccer governing body makes all the profit.
The tickets.
And jersey sales. They probably license all that stuff. Yeah, I didn't even think about it. I don't.
Because we have, like, the largest economy in the world.
By far.
Yeah. It's
Fitzgerald Jackson Campbell III. You would make your way into this studio on a Wednesday morning?
Yeah, believe it or not.
All right, guys, it's 58 minutes after 9 o'clock. That means we're going to go to the top of the hour break. When we get back, the future mayor of the city of Montgomery, fresh off a fundraising stop, will let you know how it went, how much money he was committed, since he can't actually raise money under Alabama law. We'll see how much money was committed to him in mere moments. Trisha's in on a Wednesday. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day. More news and views after this.
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. North Korean state media is reporting that President Trump agreed during his meeting with Kim Jong-un to